Hey, I want to tell you about a new mini course that I have. It's called the 5-Minute Shift. One of the most frequent questions that I get from people on social media and clients is, how do I stop feeling anxious? How do I stop feeling upset? How do I stop feeling angry at my spouse? How do I stop feeling a certain way and get to something that feels better? This mini course is to answer that question. It's a 30-minute video. You get a cheat sheet and the slides, plus a Q&A and a why this works video. But really all you need is the 30-minute video, the how-to. It's a process I use every single day, multiple times a day. I have clients who use it and have experienced huge changes in their life. And if you practice this method over and over again, I promise you'll be able to shift any emotion in around 90 seconds to about 5 minutes. So if you're somebody who feels like you get stuck in emotions, you stew in emotions, you spiral in them, and you really wish that you could get out of them and it didn't involve scrolling or eating or shopping or any of that, this is for you. It's $29. There's a link in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to Calmer Conversations, the podcast where you learn how to help your brain become a calmer place to be so that it's easier to feel exactly how you want to feel in your daily life. Whether that's feeling calm and confident, content, or even joyful, or just like you've done enough of the right things at the end of the day, or all of the above. I'm Cecilia Mandrick. I'm a certified life coach, yoga therapist, and founder of the Calm Brain Academy. If you're ready to shift the patterns of self-sabotage, procrastination, daily overwhelm, people-pleasing, and perfectionism, you're in the right place. Not only is it possible to change the conversation between your brain and your body, when you do, you'll change your life in the process. And you're one step closer just by joining me today. Ready? Let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to Calmer Conversations. I'm Cecilia, your host. Thanks for being here. Let's start with a moment, a few breaths to yourself. You might see if you can take 5 or 10 breaths, or maybe even just 3 breaths, connecting with yourself, connecting with this present moment, and landing here. As you do this, you might become aware of what's happening around you, maybe sounds or smells, and you might become aware of what's happening within you. So becoming aware of those physical sensations that are present, becoming aware of thoughts that are present, or maybe emotions, and seeing if you can let them be. Being this gentle observer of your own experience, calling it into your consciousness and being in the present moment is one of the most powerful life-changing skills you can learn. And it sounds so simple, the way I describe it here. Tuning in, shutting out noise, allowing yourself to be. That sounds so simple. It is hard. It is easy to skip through this. It is easy to say, I'll do it later, or think it's too simple to actually work. But I promise if you do just this for, I don't know, regularly for a month or so, you'll see pretty big differences. You'll notice so much about yourself. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast before, but if you'd like that meditation in a slightly longer form, you get it free when you join my email list. If you go to my website and you sign up and you subscribe, then you get that for free and you can listen to it all the time. I listen to it myself a lot, actually. And it's a grounding that we do in almost every session that I run. Okay. I'm here on the podcast. We've been going with this one for about a year and it's been fun. And thank you for listening. I am going to take a bit of a break. I have found so much in my life. I'm not very into human design in the sense that I don't have a lot of background in it. I'm like vaguely familiar with it. Probably I like know enough to be a little dangerous, but not enough to actually know anything. And I know that for me and my type and my authority and all those different things is that I actually do really well when I'm feeling inspired and called to something. And if it feels like something is draining my energy, that it is best to actually let it go. And I, in the past, have continued doing things out of obligation or because I think I have to or because I think it would look bad for me to stop or to pause. And I don't think I want to do that anymore. I think I want to let it go. So I think the future of this podcast is probably going to look a little bit more like seasons, and I'll kind of put bursts out of a number of episodes around some topic or when I feel really called to talk about something. It's not going to be consistent from week to week, I don't think. I'm just not sure that that's exactly how my brain works and exactly how my body works. And I know that that's perhaps what's expected. But in this season of growth and of, I don't know, continuing to do this work and continuing to honor what works for me, that's where I'm headed. I want to send you off from this podcast, perhaps as we started, which is tuning into basics and really knowing how powerful speaking your own truth, how powerful paying attention to yourself, how powerful watching your own brain and nervous system actually are. I do this work with, I mean, now I've done it with hundreds of people in person, and even more than that, a little bit removed. And these things that sound simple, but we never implement, are game changers. And so if I leave you with anything, if you've learned anything from this, it's that you are incredibly powerful as a creator. Your brain is incredibly powerful. When you tune into your brain and your nervous system and you strip away the layers, this like external identity that you have, that you're actually seeing the world through, you behind that are just magnificent, magical beings worthy of so much. And you get to layer on top of that whatever you'd like. And you should be careful what you layer on top of it, because a lot of us take on identities that perhaps we don't want or don't bring us joy or happiness. There are ideas that we, you know, I was thinking when I was in this process of deciding whether to stop this or not, I stopped and started like 6 different podcast episodes today. And, you know, they're everything from like ideas on aging and mental like housework, like the upkeep that we do on our brains. I mean, all different kinds of things. And they're things that I love and I want to talk about, but I'm not sure how I want to talk about them or where I want to talk about them yet. And I'm not sure this is quite the place right now, or at least doing it in this rhythm is working for me at this time. So to wrap that back around, thank you for being here. If you found this podcast helpful, come let me know. Like, let me know what you liked about it or what you took away from it, why you enjoyed it being part of your week. If you'd like me to take a different venture going forward with a podcast or a different direction, please let me know that too. And I hope you go forth and honor what you want. And then the final wrap up will be, is that if you want to work with me, there are a couple ways to keep doing this. I have free workshops that, that happen. There was just one that happened a few days ago when this comes out. And so you can actually sign up for it and you can get the replays. You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram. I put a lot out there. And then if you want to work with me at a paid level, and there's actually, you get so much more when you pay, not just because I'm giving you more, but because there's this interesting thing that happens that when you buy in, you actually get more out of it. And for $275 a month, you can join the Life Lab. And the Life Lab is this incredible program. It's full of the most amazing women doing this work. And not only do you get to come in and get your own brain coached by me, you get to have weekly workshops together. You get to have weekly somatic sessions. You get to be part of this community that will build you up, that will hold space for you, that will honor what it's like to be human and your human experience. And I cannot say, I feel so honored to be part of it. Everyone who's been called into it so far has been such an amazing fit. So if you are feeling called and you would like to come in, you can either join, or if you want to have a conversation about it, you can sign up for that, and we can chat about what you're looking for in life and whether you are a good fit. But it's really, I mean, honestly, if someone had told me 10 years ago that I could do something like this for $275 a month, I would be like, thank you, please. I like waste that amount of money at the bar. I waste that much money buying stuff that I don't need or want to make myself feel better. And so please like put me in a room where I at least have the chance to like myself and love myself and make changes to my brain and nervous system. And that's what you get there. Okay. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. It is such a pleasure and honor to show up to get to do these things. I'm not going away. I'm just not going to be here for a little while. And when I come back, it might be this podcast. Maybe we'll change the name. Who knows? But thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. And I will see you whenever and wherever I see you. I love you so much.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Calmer Conversations. Take what you learned today and use it in your life. Even if it feels a little awkward or clumsy at first, remember these are practices and that real change comes from implementation. Then send me a message over on Instagram or TikTok and let me know what worked or didn't work. If you want to dig deeper into something from today's episode, all of the resources can be found at the link below in the show notes. If you like this episode, there's a great chance that you'll love working with me. Join my monthly coaching community by visiting me on Instagram or my website, www.ceciliabmandrick.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and I'll see you back here next Thursday.